Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.
NC State not slowing down. At least they haven't been for the last 23 days. But in the NCAA tournament, you can. This is like something that I've picked up probably in the last 5 or 6 years. You can win a game in the tournament on Wednesday. You can't play it on Wednesday, but you can win it on Wednesday.
Explain.
How can – well, okay, perfect example. I was listening to a podcast with Tom Izzo recently. Izzo is known for his ability to take lower seeds and go on long NCAA tournament runs. Right, this is like a game of telephone. Like he heard it from – he learned something from Coach K. So this has gone from the triangle to Lansing, Michigan – back to the triangle when I heard it, right? This is like a
full circle moment.
Exactly. What he learned is Coach K thought about winning weekends in the NCAA tournament, not winning games. Because he basically, what Izzo was saying was certain programs, right, winning a game in the NCAA tournament doesn't matter. It's all about winning championships. So what gives you the best chance of winning championships? You have to win the weekend and then look towards the next weekend. So what Izzo did, and he learned this from Coach K at Duke, obviously, is like on Wednesday, he had assistants looking at the two teams they might play in the second weekend or the second game of the weekend, because then they would have, if you win the first, you have a massive advantage in the second, which makes it more likely for you to play on. And that's just one example of how you treat the weekend can affect how your weekend actually is, right? How you treat the week can set up how much success you have on the weekend. So how can NC State win their game against Purdue or win the national championship today? That's how the best coaches that have the most success, that go on long runs, that's how they think about it. So on Wednesday, how can Kevin Keats beat Purdue? I think this is an obvious one. Answer this question. What do you do if DJ Burns isn't unstoppable? If DJ Burns is unstoppable, if he is what we've seen the last 9 games, where you get it to him on the post, he's pretty much a go-to bucket. At the very least, it's going to be, you know, 13 of 20 for 28 points or whatever he ends up with. If he's that, you know what to do. You have that blueprint. All ACC tournament and NCAA tournament long, you've been playing out of DJ Burns on the post. You can go back to that. But guess what you haven't had to do yet? Play against Zach Edey, this guy for Purdue who's 7'4" and 300 pounds in his own right. There hasn't been somebody who, when DJ Burns leans on him, can just lean back and it's a stalemate, right? Normally, you got to get into a deep squat and push back, and that sets him up for everything else. So if DJ Burns isn't unstoppable, I'm not saying he won't be, but I'm saying if he's not, you need a plan B. That's what you can decide today, right? That's what you could have decided yesterday. That's what you could have implemented in a walkthrough. Because up to this point, when DJ Burns has been quote-unquote stopped, it's been by double teams. And then it's the easiest counter in the world, right? Then you look at DJ Burns and say, be an elite passer, because you are. Go find the shooter. Find the open guy, right? Swing, one more pass. That's, I don't want to say easy, but simple. Right, that's more difficult than it seems. That's why a bunch of big guys that get double teamed can't do what DJ Burns can do. But he has that ability. It's a simple fix. If Zach Edey and DJ Burns stalemate each other, what do you do next? Does it turn into a DJ Horn show? Do you put in or emphasize a bunch of things you've used this year where DJ Horn is set up for success? Is it Mo Diarra? Because you're saying if Zach Edey's focused on DJ Burns, that's their best post defender. Is it Mo Diarra, your other big guy, who, by the way, has been low-key scoring like 16, 18 points in most games recently? Or is it this? And this is the one that I think might be a decision they have to make now. Is the answer to DJ Burns not being unstoppable more DJ Burns? Because at the very least, could it tire out Edie?
Could.
Right? If you're just like, hey, Edie, they're stalemating each other. All right, we'll rope-a-dope him, right? Mm-hmm. Let him tire himself out trying to stop DJ Burns, even if he's being successful in the second half. That their gargantuan monster might be tired. And if everything they do is built around him, there you go. I saw a great clip from Purdue's most recent game. Defender, it was from Tennessee, did everything right. He was fronting Zach Edey. Zach Edey was on offense. Purdue was on offense. He was fronting Zach Edey. And he had wide legs, right? Great stance, wide arms, up and out, just making him, like, you know, by the way, I just want to clarify before I say this, I am not a park ranger, and I do not actually know what you should do in the event of a bear attack, but there is a certain kind of bear where you're supposed to make yourself big.
Well, yeah. Make noise.
There are certain bears. Are certain bears where you're supposed to, like, play dead. There are certain bears where you're supposed to, I don't know.
Bear spray helps.
But there, yeah, exactly. The bear bells, everything. I'm not a park ranger. Do not quote, don't be getting attacked by a bear and be like, hey, Tim Donnelly on the drive told me to get big. Suddenly you're looking at like a Kodiak polar bear combo and you're like, ah, might not work out well for
might
you.
Might not.
But that's the position he was in. He was making himself as big as possible right in front of Zach Edey. Zach Edey couldn't get the ball. It was like a 25-second possession. It was awesome defense. You know what else it was? Wildly tiring for the defender that was doing that to Zach Edey. And you can't do that every possession because Zach Edey was just taking 300-plus pounds and leaning on the dude. That was doing everything right. And you can't do that every possession. You could use that same logic for DJ Burns and say, Zach Edey might be playing great defense, but that's like, you know, sprinting the first 200 on a 400-meter dash. You can run a record-breaking first 200, a great defense, but if you can't keep it up from a stamina standpoint, you're not going to be able to finish the race. Anybody that's ever watched an inexperienced 400-meter dash runner knows exactly what I'm talking about. That final home stretch, it's like you attach an anchor. So Kevin Keats right now, yesterday, the day before, and his coaching staff and his veterans and his team, they are answering the questions that could decide if they win against Purdue on Saturday. And some of the staff, if you're believing in the Izzo path or the Coach K path, should actually be deciding what they would do against UConn and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you can win now. They took off earlier today, right? They had their send-off.
Yep.
The plane ride, great time, right? Wherever the coaches sit, work on the what-ifs. And I said the same thing earlier in the tournament. I don't know if they do. Do they where you were growing up? Did they do tornado drills?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I remember. This is one of those stupid burned memories in the back of my brain that I'm never going to be able to forget. I was in elementary school in New Jersey. And we were doing tornado drills, and the teacher was like, "Any questions?" This was, you know, get your hardback book, put it over your head, curl up into a little ball, get under your desk, all this sort of stuff. And he said, "Any questions?" Kid raised his hand. And the teacher had a cactus on her desk. Kid raised his hand. His name was actually, ironically, Zach. And I don't know why I remember this. Raised his hand and said, "What happens if your cactus comes and hits us?" And she was like, "All right, we can't go through every what if scenario. We're getting deep into the weeds here." And then she hit him with this. And maybe this is probably why I remember it. The teacher said, "You shouldn't even worry. Like, you wouldn't worry about a cactus on my desk. You might have to worry about a cactus on the high school teacher's desk down the street coming to hit us. Things are really going to be jumbled up if this happens." And then he raised his hand and said, "What if a cactus from the high school teacher's desk hits us?" And it was like, "All right, wait, what are we doing here?
Like, I got nothing for you."
I was in like third grade going, "We're too deep in the what if weeds here." It's exactly what I'm talking about, right? It's exactly the you can't go too deep in the what if weeds, but you want to answer the big ones, right? You want to know how to get under your desk with the book, even if you're not going down into the, well, what if my lunch comes out of my lunchbox and I get stabbed with the straw? Like, you can't go too deep into the what if weeds, but you need to know the big ones, and that's how you can win a game on Wednesday that isn't played until Friday. The Drive with Tim Donnelly, Saturday. I don't know why I said Friday. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuta, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group. I want to talk about the most underrated contributor to the NC State basketball run. Let's squeeze him in at the end of the end of the hour, which is perfect for, hey, this guy is under talked about, underrated, and not getting his due. Casey Morsell. The stars of this run are the stars of the NC State run to the Final Four. The team doesn't decide that. The production doesn't decide that. The public decides that. DJ Burns and DJ Horn show up at an Applebee's, and fans are climbing trees to get a peek at them like they're the Beatles. They are lining up in the parking lot and around the block.
Literally, that's a factual statement. Not making that up.
Nothing I said there was an exaggeration.
Not making that up.
Maybe like the Beatles. That's the only thing there that was a little bit of an exaggeration, but only a little bit. DJ Burns is getting talked about by Nikola Jokic. Here's DJ Burns on how that felt.
Oh, man, I think it's the coolest thing in the world. You know, you can go up to my coaches, you know, right now and ask them who do I think is the best big in the league right now. And sorry, Embiid, but I'm going with Jokic. That's just how I've been since I've seen him play. I think that we have more of a similar playing style than myself and Embiid, and that's what really drew me to him out of the two.
So while DJ Burns and DJ Horn are getting their, like, boy band experience at Applebee's, and DJ Burns is getting talked about by Nikola Jokic, Casey Morsell is just an underrated, massive part of the run. It's a leadership thing. It's a sensing the moment thing. My favorite play, and I like to find the ones that are the tiny little, like the side favorite plays. Obviously, you know, big dunks, game winners. My favorite play, I saw Casey Morsell matched up with Kyle Filipowski in the post. Duke had the ball, Elite Eight game. Kyle Filipowski is 7 feet tall, 250 pounds. Casey Morsell is 6'3" and 201 pounds. And I don't know if it was a rotation. I don't know if it was a switch. But I was watching. I'm like, oh, gosh. Morsell's guarding Filipowski in the post. And it's not like Morsell blocked his shot. It's not like he, you know, ripped the ball away and got a turnover. He just denied the ball, and Filipowski didn't get it. And it looked like, when I first noticed it, I was like, this is going to be a catastrophe. And then it ended up just being a run-of-the-mill play. Casey Morsell clapped a few times. He knew, like, whew, got away from that one. I was in a bad spot there. He knew he did a great job in a bad situation. And then guess what happened? Play continued and almost no one noticed. And I went, that's such a massive play that is going to be completely swept under the rug. Because if you get a 7-footer being guarded by a 6-footer and it ends in a dunk and it ends in a poster and it ends in an and one, that could be a completely shifting play. Instead, no one even knew it happened. And that's a lot of effort. That's a lot of technique. That's a lot of a very, very solid play from a veteran leader. And he knew it, by the way, right? He knew that wasn't going to end up on SportsCenter. He knew that play wasn't going to get him interviewed by Scott Van Pelt like DJ Burns is getting interviewed by. But he just set the tone that it doesn't matter about the fame. The right play is the right play. You work as hard as you possibly can, no matter what situation you're in. And that's why it was my favorite play. And yes, we had to do that with like 3 minutes left in the hour, which is perfect for an underrated player. It's how we had to do it.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at WakeMed.org.